Welcome to the Byways Podcast, highlighting the destinations along the highways and byways of North America, as featured in the pages of Byways Magazine. My name is Steve Kirchner, and I've been editor and publisher of Byways for the past 35 years. Today we visit the Louisville Slugger Museum and Factory in Louisville, Kentucky. As you enter the museum, you'll see the world's largest baseball bat. Made of steel, it weighs 68,000 pounds and towers 120 feet into the sky. In 1842, J. Frederick Hillerich immigrated with his family from Germany to Baltimore, Maryland. They moved to Louisville in 1856, where J. Fred started a woodworking shop. By 1864, J.F. Hillerich, job turning, was in business and filled orders for everything from spindles to shutters to steamboat interiors. The eldest son, John Andrew Bud Hillerich, was born in Louisville in 1866. The business thrived, and by 1875, the little woodworking shop employed 20 people. In 1880, Bud became an apprentice in his father's shop. Young Bud also played amateur baseball and made his own baseball bats along with bats for several of his teammates. There is a debate over the origins of the carpentry shop's first bat for a professional player, but Bud most certainly played the key role in getting his father's business involved with what would become the company's signature item. According to company legend, the first pro bat was created by 17-year-old Bud for Pete Browning in 1884. Browning was a star player on Louisville's major league team, the Eclipse. One spring afternoon, Bud skipped out of work to watch the Eclipse play. He saw Browning break his bat and offered to make a new one at the woodworking shop. According to the story, in the next game, Browning got three hits with the bat that Bud had made. Oh, Browning's nickname? The Louisville Slugger. The Hillerich baseball bat business grew. The name Louisville Slugger became their registered trademark in 1894, and Bud joined his father as a partner in 1897. Enter the Flying Dutchman. The success of the growing bat company took another leap in 1905, when Honus the Flying Dutchman Wagner, a superstar shortstop for the Pittsburgh Pirates, signed a contract as the first player ever to endorse a bat. His autograph was also the first to be used on a bat and the first time a professional athlete had endorsed an athletic product. World War II. After making equipment for the troops during World War I, Hillerich and Bransby, as it was now called, served the country during World War II by producing over a million M1 carbine gun stocks, track pins for tanks, and billy clubs for the armed forces. H&B also continued to make baseball and softball bats for the troops. Like many industries, H&B's World War II effort was the first time women worked in the factory. After the war, baseball carried on as the country's passionate pastime, and Louisville Slugger bats dominated as the stick of choice for the greatest players in the game. Since that first contract with Honus Wagner in 1905, generations of legends have swung Louisville Slugger bats. These include Babe Ruth, Joe DiMaggio, Ted Williams, Jackie Robinson, Roberto Clemente, Hank Aaron, George Brett, Ken Griffey Jr., and Derek Jeter. H&B's wood bat business branched out into aluminum bats in 1970 and moved its factory just over the Ohio River to southern Indiana from 1970 to 1995. In 1996, Hillerich and Bransby Company moved into new headquarters at 800 Main West Street in Louisville, about 7 blocks from the original carpentry shop. Louisville Slugger Museum and Factory is one of Louisville's most popular attractions. The famous facility is hard to miss. Just look for the big bat, the world's largest baseball bat, delighting guests as they enter. To date, more than 4 million people have enjoyed the museum and factory tour at this location. H&B's current president and CEO, John A. Hillerich IV, is the great-grandson of Bud Hillerich, the baseball fan who introduced the family business to baseball back in the 1800s. In 2015, Wilson Sporting Goods bought the Louisville Slugger brand from H&B, which still owns Louisville Slugger Museum and Factory and the production facility. Exclusively for Wilson now, H&B continues to produce Louisville Slugger bats in Louisville. Museum Tour. Louisville Slugger Museum and Factory celebrates the extraordinary role Louisville Slugger baseball bats have played in the sport's past, present, and future. From the forest to the field, you'll follow the timber that's turned into hard-hitting history. Galleries are filled with remarkable memorabilia and entertaining interactive exhibits. Staff hear it from guests all the time. You don't have to be a big baseball fan to enjoy Louisville Slugger Museum and Factory. There's something fun here for everyone. Factory Tour. A highlight of a visit is a guided tour through the factory where Louisville Slugger bats are crafted, with the same pride that started in 1884. Watch the wood chips fly as you walk right through the heart of the production line. Every step of the way, you'll encounter each step in a bat-making process. Smell the wood, see the sizzling brand, hear great stories, and witness history in the making. After the tour, everyone gets a free miniature Louisville Slugger bat. The Louisville Slugger today. More than 1.8 million wooden bats leave the Louisville Slugger factory every year, including wooden mini bats. The bats are made from billets, and the factory receives billets in batches of 5,000 to 8,000. A billet is French for trunk of a tree. Each day, the Louisville Slugger factory turns out 2,000 to 5,000 wooden bats for professional and recreational players, and an additional 4,000 to 5,000 mini bats. Big league players order an average of 100 to 120 bats a year. They receive these for free, in return for endorsement contracts. The factory is 100% computerized, and the dimensions of each player's bat is stored in the computer. Their bats can be turned out in a matter of minutes when an order is placed. To visit the factory today is very different from a tour of the factory 20 years ago, when the floor was a beehive of activity, as employees worked at lathes turning out bats. Today, those jobs are all filled by machines, driven by computer. For more information, visit www.sluggermuseum.com. We hope you've enjoyed our podcast today, featuring stories taken from the pages of Byways Magazine. My name is Steve Kirchner. Thanks for listening. We look forward to seeing you again soon.